Space, wow. So we're gonna have to get our skates on a little bit today, but as a session, hopefully we'll have siyata deshmaaya. Welcome back, Rav Avraham. Rav Eliyahu did a great job yesterday.
Baruch Hashem. Thank you. Appreciated.
You're left in good hands.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we are up to the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph Omed base. The first word on the line is Hatakufa. I would say it's just past the halfway mark in the page. After the two dots. Tana Rabbanon, Al Shloisha Arotzois Ma'abrin Es Hashana. There are three lands which we have to consider when we are Ma'abed the Shana. Yehuda, Ve'eva HaYarden, Ve'hagolim. Those are the three that we must consider. Al Shtayim Mehem Ma'abrin Ve'al Achas Menei Ma'abrin. If two out of the three fulfill the criteria of being Ma'abed the Shana, then that's what we will do. But just for one land, we will not. Ubizman shi Yehuda achas mehen, if Yehuda is one of those, hakoyol smeichin. In Omer bo elo mi Yehuda. In Yehuda, that's where the Omer comes from, that's where the Korban Omer comes from. And therefore, lechatchila, we really would like to be makriv the Korban from Yehuda. From Yehuda. Now, if it's not ready, then we're going to have to take Omer from another land, which means you're going to mekayim the korban in not a leil chatchila manus. Therefore, if you could push it off, so that way you're going to give Yehuda time for their tevuah to be ready, you'll be able to be makriv the korban Omer from their produce, which is what you're supposed to be doing, and everybody will be delighted because you're mekayim the mitzvah in the best possible way. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanon, Ein ma'abrim es hashana elo bi Yehuda. Not which land do we consider, but rather where does it actually take place? It's got to be in Yehuda. The Imibruha Begolil. If they did the Ibu of the Bezdin convened in another area in the Golil, that's also okay, Mu'uberis. Heyid Chananya Ish Oinoi Im Ibru Begolil. He said, no, ain't Mu'uberis. It's absolutely got to be in Yehuda. Even Bidyevid, if you did it elsewhere, it would not work. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Barid Rabbi Shimon Mpazi, my time of the Chananya Ish Oinoi. Where does he learn from in the Pasuk that it's got to be in Yehuda? What's so special about Yehuda? Obviously, that's where the Beis HaMikdash is. She said he learned it from Pasuk. Kama krala shichnoi sidrushu ubasa shama. Kol drisha sh'ata doyresh. Anything that you need to examine and investigate, meaning the Bezdin. Lo yihu ela b'shchinoi shel mokem. Only where the Shechina resides, which means in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. Tana Rabbanon. Ein ma'avram es hashala ela bayoyim. Ibur Hashanah has got to be done only in the day. V'mibruha b'layla eino mo'uberes. It cannot be done at night. V'ein makadshin es ha'chodesh also ela b'yoyim. V'im kitshua b'layla eino mo'kudesh. It does not work. Why not? Amar Rabba Maikra, tiku b'chodesh shofa b'kesel yom chageinu. Eizehu chag sh'ha'chodesh miskase. What does it mean, kese, for the lashon of covering? Which Rosh Chodesh is the moon covered? Obviously, that is Rosh Hashanah. Sure. Zerah Hashanah v'ksev, kichoyk liYisrael hu mishpat lelekei Yaakov. We're comparing Rosh Chodesh to mishpat. We know mishpat, ma mishpat b'yoyim, af kiddush ha'chodesh b'yoyim. That's definitely certain, although it's not our discussion, that a regular, normal convening of Bezdin to adjudicate some financial debate between two friends, or not friends, that definitely has to be done by Yoim. The question over here is, Kiddush HaChodesh is not, as it were, a mishpat. We're not talking about a din Torah between two people. So that's why we need a special drasha to tell us that. Nonetheless, there is a comparison between mishpat and Kiddush HaChodesh. If mishpat has to be done by day, so too Kiddush HaChodesh. Says the Gemara on the bottom line, Tana Rabbanon Ein Ma'abrin Es Hashana. Turning over to Yud Beis. If there are years of hunger, if there's years of hunger, then we do not make Ibur Shana. Why? Very simple reason. Because people will be desperate to already eat the new produce because there's a shortage of food. If you're making Ibur Shana, you're making another Ador. Nisan will therefore be later. So by the time you're makir the carbon Omer, and the Chodesh will be another month, and people are starving. Rabbi Yoimer Veishbo Mibal Shalisha, to Posakim Malachim, the Yovel Ishoelikim Lechem Bikurim Esrim, Lechem Sirim, the Ainaho Kalo Bukolaris Yisrael, the Vashal Peiro Seho, Yasum Mibal Shalisha, the Hafal P. Kane, Loy Bikro Elo Min Echod. Shema Taima Chitim, Tamalema Sirim, Shema Taima Lefnea Oimer, Tamalema Ten Laom. V'yoichlu achar ha'oimeh hele omor, me'ato ro'uyo hoiso oisa shana shetis aber, v'pnei ma'lo ibro. That year, we'll just bring the raya from the psukim without getting involved now in all the details. There was a year which, according to the cheshbonos, there were not much food ready. They could not be ma'abed the shana. Why not? U'mepnei ma'lo ibro Elisha. Why did Elisha, who was a Talmud of Eliyahu Novi, why was he ma'abed the shana? She'eshnas Betzoyres Hoysa. Shnas Betzoyres means it was a year of famine. V'hakoil hoyu hakoil rots in the base hagronis. Everybody was running to the storehouses, meaning everybody was trying desperate to get hold of food. Therefore, it would have been the wrong thing to make that a Shana Mu'uberes, which would have delayed the Korban Oimer. If you delay the Korban Oimer, everybody is now starving, waiting with bated breath for the new produce. Tana Rabbanon, ein ma'abrines hashana lifnei Rosh Hashanah. You cannot be ma'abed the shana too early on in the year. Remember, we discussed, and hopefully we'll get there today, how late can you be ma'abed shana into Adar? What about the 30th day of Adar? Now the question is the other way around. How early? If already the beginning of the year, in fact, before Rosh Hashanah, somehow they're able to predict, based on various cheshbonos, that this coming year is going to be Shana Mu'uberes. No, we do not do that. It's too early if it's before Rosh Hashanah. But
how do we make peace with the fact that today, since we know already a year in advance when the Shana Mu'uberes is?
Yes, this is all different because we're not making a Shana Mu'uberes or the calendar ultimately fixed. We're talking about the Moshav Bezdin. The calculations that we have nowadays are not the ones of the Gemara. Ours is not based on Tavua, it's not based on Bikurim, it's not based on the Omer. It's all based on different types of cheshbonos. Therefore, says the Gemara, "Ein ma'abrinis hashana lefnei Rosh Hashanah ve'imi bruha." If they were ma'abad the year, "Ein ma'uberes," it would not work. Avol mepnei hadchak. If there was a shas hadchak, ma'abrin oiso achar Rosh Hashanah miyad. Then at least you could do ibra chodesh, ibra shana, immediately after Rosh Hashanah, but not before. Even though you may want, for whatever reason, to announce the Ibor at the beginning of the year, but which month will be the added month? As we know, the added month is always Adar. There's only ever going to be an Adar Rishon and Sheni. There's no such thing as a Tishri Sheni or a Shvat Sheni or any other month Sheni. Says the Gemara, Eini, is that true? We have the following story. A zug, which Rashi said means two Tamidi Chachamim came to Rav, Bomi Rekes, V'tafsu Nesher, U'biyodom Dvorim Hanasu Baluz. And they were grabbed by a soldier, one of the non-Jewish soldiers, and they had B'yodom Dvorim Hanasu Baluz. What were these Dvorim Hanasu Baluz? Am I new? Tcheles. And they had tcheles. So what was the Gemara bringing a proof from over here? The Gemara carries on. They had tcheles now. B'zchus ha'rachamim or b'zchus ha'myotzu b'shalem. So Baruch Hashem, they davened and they were released from captivity. The Amuse Yerichoi Nachshain Bikshu Likvoya Nitziv Echod Veloi Nichon Adoimi Halaz. This Adoimi, this non-Jewish soldier, did not allow him to make a Shana Mu'uberes. Remember, essentially he was in captivity. He wanted to make a Shana Mu'uberes. He was not allowed to do so. Beyerach Shemeis Boi Aharoin HaKoyen. Sorry, did I miss out a line? Avol Balei Asufos. But all the Balei Asufos, that means the Tamidei Chachamim, they gathered. Ne'esfu v'kovoloi nitziv ach echod when? B'yorach shemeis by Aaron HaKoyen. Which month is the month that Aaron HaKoyen died? Chodesh Av. What's going on? Chashuve mechshve b'gluy eloi megale. Says the Gemara, that does not contradict what we said before. Even though they convened in Chodesh Av, which definitely is before Rosh Hashanah, and didn't we just say a minute ago that before Rosh Hashanah you don't make Hashanah Mubaris? The answer is, it's true. They made the Cheshbonis there, but they were not Megala, they were not announcing anything until afterwards. Now that's a strange word, the word we use before Netziv. My Mashma Dahai Netziv Lishna de Yarchu. Why is Netziv a Loshen which can mean month? The Ksiv or Shleimo Shnein Osa Netzivim. He made 12 Netzivim al Kol Yisrael v'Kilkul Es HaMelech v'Es Chodesh B'Shona v'Ksiv v'Netziv Echad Asher V'Oretz. Rabbi Nachman Omer Chad Omer Echad Memuna al Kulam v'Chad Omer Keneged Chodesh Ibo. Okay, so either way, the Gemara is just bringing a Raya in parenthesis that the word Netziv can be a reference to the Chodesh. Okay, back to
but is there intention that you can't calculate before Rosh Hashanah, or you can't announce before Rosh Hashanah? Because what does announcing have to do with it?
Right, it's quite right. The calculation you can make whenever you like, but the formal announcement, that's what we meant, can only be done in that year, not prior to Rosh Hashanah. Tana Rabbanan. Ein ma'abrimes Hashanah loy mishana lechaverta v'loy shaloy shanim zu achazu. So there's two rules over here. The way Rashi learnt it is, you cannot make a Shana Mu'uberes this year because of next year's necessities. Meaning, if we manage to calculate somehow that the problem lies not with this year, but with next year. So if, for whatever reason, you'd want to make this year already a Shana Mu'uberes in order to preempt problems that might occur next year, that's the Gemara saying, no, you don't do that. Why? Because the year which has these issues that need to have a Shana Mu'uberes, that's the year that becomes a Shana Mu'uberes. That's rule number one. And the second rule is, V'loi shaloi shonim zu achazu. Neither can you have three successive years as a Shana Mu'uberes. There's no such thing. Why can't you have three successive years? Rashi says, because if you do so, then Nisan is going to be completely misaligned. Nisan will just be pushed off and off and off, such that it's going to end up in the middle of the summer. Therefore, we cannot allow that. Omer Reb Shimon, Maisa b'Reb Akiva. There was a story with Reb Akiva sheyachavush b'beisu asurim. Reb Akiva was languishing in jail. And you remember we discussed that Reb Akiva was a very big expert in these cheshbonos, and they needed to consult with him in order for him to help them make the cheshbonos. So he, whilst languishing in jail, was ma'aber three successive years. How can you tell me there's a rule that you don't make three successive years of Shana Mu'uberes? But it seemed to be from this story that's exactly what Rebbe Akiva did do. Says Amara, no, Misham Raya. That's not a proof. Bezdin Yoshu v'kovu achas achas bizmano. It doesn't mean that Rebbe Akiva in jail made three successive years of Mu'uberes. Rather, he just made the calculations, which are the next three that need to become Mu'uberes, not consecutively. And then when that year came along, then the Bezdin would sit and they'd formally announce it to be a Shana Mu'uberes. But nobody made a Shana Mu'uberes 3 years in a row. Sorry, Larry.
Yeah, how does he make calculate if those days they had specific things for calculations, all the you know, based on the conditions? How does he know 3 years in advance what those things are going to be?
Excellent question. So some of them we can answer with regard to Aviv and the calendar, but you're quite right with regard to whether the tour will be ready, or whether the rain will mess up the streets and et cetera, the rain. How can he possibly know that a few years in advance? This is not clear to me. Toner Abonon, Ein Ma'abrimes Hashanah Loi B'Shvi'is. We don't commit a year Hashanah Mu'uberes because there's less food. The Loi B'Motzah Shvi'is, neither do we do some Motzah Shvi'is because, again, there's not much Tvua Yoshan, we're waiting for the Chodosh. Eimosai Rehilim La'arev, Erev Shvi'is, so rather you do the year before Shvi'is. So Rebbeis Ramon Gamliel, Loi Ma'abrim B'Motzah Shvi'is, they did so. Why would they be ma'abah b'motzah shvi'is? What's going to be now with the tefuah? Everybody's waiting. There's not much food in Shemitah. So we're all desperately waiting for the Chodosh. So why would you want to make Motzah Shvi'es Eishan Mubaris? The Gemara explains, or Beplug to the Hanitunai. This is all based on the following machloikas, the Tanya Ein Mevi'in Yerek Michutz La'aretz. One opinion says you do not bring in, you do not ship in vegetables from Chutz La'aretz, for reasons we'll discuss. Rabbi Seinu Hitiru. And the Rabbi Seinu said, no, it's absolutely fine. Now, if you hold you can bring in Yerokos from Chutz La'aretz, well, then we're not so desperate waiting for new food in Eretz Yisrael because we can always import. So therefore, the opinion that says you can make Motzah Shvi'es, which means the eighth year Shana Mubaris, they said you can ship in food. My Binai, what is this discussion whether you can or can't import food? Why would you not be able to import food to Eretz Yisrael? The answer is, Omar Birmi, a choshishin negushayin ikka Binai. If you remember, we discussed, because we're worried that maybe if you ship in fruit, you're going to bring in tummy items. If that was a concern, do we have to be concerned with this or not?
Isn't the last month of Shemitah Elul? So by the time Nisan Nisan comes around, they're still desperate for food.
It means because everything started late, says Rashi. What does it mean, Pnei HaTumah? Remember, this is the last sugya we discussed. If Klal Yisrael are tomei, so you might want to make a Shana Mubaris in order to give everybody extra time to become Tohir. Says the Gemara, no, you don't do that. Why not? Because if everybody is tomei, then you could just be Makriv the Korban Pesach B'Tumah. But Rabbi Yehuda Oima, Ma'abrin, you are Ma'abr. And in fact, Omar Rabbi Yehuda Ma'isa b'chizkiyo ha-melech Yehuda she'iberes ha-shon m'pnei ha-tumo u'bikesh rachmim al-atzmoy. And he begged mercy for himself, the k'siv kimar b'sa'om, rabas me'efraim nashi socho zvulun lo'i hit'aru, y'ochlu es ha-pesach b'lo'i k'kosov. He ispalo chizkiyo aleim le'mor ha-shem ha-toy v'chaper ba'ad. Reb Shimon Oimer, he says, I don't understand. Im m'pnei ha-tumo y'bruha, if they would, in fact, have made an Ibo Shana because people were Tomei, then it would take effect. So why? So if it does take effect, why was he Mevakish Rachamim? What did he do wrong? Why did he need to beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu for mercy? The answer is, She'ein Ma'abrim Elo Ador, V'hu Iber Nisan B'Nisan. He made the wrong month a Shana Mubaris, as we'll see later on in the Gemara. It doesn't mean he made a basic mistake. We'll see he made it on day 30, etc., etc. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Oimer, different reason. Rabbi Shimon pray Shehesi Es Yisrael Lasos Pesach Sheni. Remember, we had a discussion again. He didn't make a silly mistake. It was a discussion whether you can incorporate the Noshim. Do we have to consider the Tumah or Tohar status of the Noshim as well when deciding whether Roiv of Klal Yisrael are Tomei or not? We'll see it later on.
What does it mean by Hasi Pesach Sheni? He what? How did he affect Pesach Sheni?
He pushed off. He pushed off everybody to Pesach Sheni. So he said, sorry, there's no Pesach Rishon. We're all doing a Pesach Sheni. Now, if it turns out that Rav of Klal Yisrael were in fact Tomei at Pesach Rishon, well, then there's no need to push everybody off to Pesach Sheni. You only push off to Pesach Sheni the Yechidim, the Miut, but not if there's a Rav. And that was the Gemara's question later on. What's going on? He didn't know how to count. He didn't know whether Zeroyah. The answer is no, he knew. But the question was, are the women part of the count or not? Says the Gemara, Omar Ma, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Ma'abrin. Rabbi Yehuda was one who said that what? If Klal Yisrael are Tomei, Roiv, or all, you would be Ma'abr the Shana. Now, what happens if you're Ma'abr the Shana? You're giving everybody an extra month to become Tohir, to be Makar of the Korban Pesach. So if you remember, we discussed then, why? Why would you want to do this? If you hold Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibur, so it's totally permitted, it's not just pushed aside, it's completely waived, so it's absolutely Lechatchil, it's no problem whatsoever to be Makar of the Korban Pesach with Tumah. So why would you have to push it off? Says the Gemara, it must be Alme Isleil Rabbi Yehuda Tumah D'Chuyohi B'Tzibur. It must be that indeed he holds it's not Hutra, rather it's D'Chuyo. Duchuya means it's not completely waived, rather it's just pushed aside. But if it can be avoided, we definitely want to avoid it, and that's why he's trying to avoid it. So it seemed to be that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that Tumah is not Hutra, but rather Duchuya. Says the Gemara, one moment, we have a steer to that. V'hotanya tzitz. Bein she'yeshna al metzchoy, bein she'ena al metzchoy, meratze divir Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says the tzitz is always meratze, always brings about a kapor. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it depends. Oy doyal metzchoy meratze. If the tzitz is on the forehead of the kohen, it will bring about a kapor. But ein oy doyal metzchoy, ein oy meratze. I'm going to Reb Shimon, what's going on?
Tzitz?
The tzitz is the head garment that the kohen gadol used to wear, which has a special spiritual power. That if the tzitz is being worn, then that will bring about an atonement for Klal Yisrael. And Rabbi Yehuda says, mm-hmm. But it only works whilst the Kohen Gadol is actually wearing it.
So what does it say on the tzitz? Does it say, Micha Mocha Belokim Hashem? Is that what it says?
Kodesh Hashem. So Omalei Reb Shimon, I don't understand. Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim Yechiach. Don't I have a proof from a Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim She'ein Oyal Metzchoy? The Kohen Gadol, remember when he went inside the Kodesh Kodshim, he does not wear any gold pagodim. He is not wearing the tzitz. It's therefore definitely not on his forehead. And nonetheless, umaratzeh. So how can you tell me that the tzitz is only maratzeh? It only offers an atonement when he's wearing it, but on Yom Kippur he's not wearing it, and it still brings about an atonement when Klal Yisrael atomi. Omnei Rabbi Yehuda, hanach li makipim. Don't bring me a proof from Eshe. Tumah. Hutra Betzibur. Because Tumah is Hutra Betzibur, and if Tumah is Hutra Betzibur, they actually don't need an extra special atonement. No mistake was made, because if you're Tameh, if all of Klal Yisrael are Tameh, well, then you're allowed to bring the Karbonah. So here, what do we see over here? That this is Rabbi Yehuda talking, and Rabbi Yehuda clearly says Tumah is not Duchuya, Tumah is Hutra. So as they say,
you guys have an unspoken language, yeah.
Therefore, what's going on? If Rabbi Yehuda really holds Tumah is Hutra Betzibur, so why would he have to have an Ibur Shana to push things off? Don't push things off. Let Klal Yisrael be Makriv the Karbon. Says the Gemara, one second, you're right. It's a great question, but you clearly haven't understood Rabbi Yehuda's opinion anyway. Why not? Ulatameich, even following your reason. Tikshi lechahi gufa. Try and understand Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm on the one hand, Ma'abrin. On the one hand, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ma'abba the Shana, Va'om Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'isa b'chizki on Melech Yehuda, She'ibres HaShon v'pnei HaTumah, U'bikesh Rachamim al Atzmoy. So Rabbi Yehuda on the one hand says, you should be Ma'abba the Shana. On the other hand, somebody did that, Chizkiyah did that, and he had to beg for mercy. Why do you have to beg for mercy? So there's something missing. Elech Asuri Mech Sarev Ochi Ketani, this is really what it should say. Ein Ma'abrim es HaShon v'pnei HaTumah, opinion number one, Ve'im Mebruha Mu'uberes. Opinion number one holds that you should not be ma'abed the shana, but if you did so, it would take effect. Rabbi Yehuda ima eina ma'uberes. So we're completely amending the first girsa. Rabbi Yehuda does jolly well not hold ma'abrin. To the contrary, he says ein ma'abrin, and not only ein ma'abrin, lechatchila even b'dievet. If you did say, it did not take effect, and that's why v'omer Rabbi Yehuda. That's why Rabbi Yehuda continued the sentence and says that Chizkiyahu HaMelech did do an Ibur and he had to beg for mercy, because Rabbi Yehuda is in fact the opinion that holds that Ein Ma'abrin. Why Ein Ma'abrin? Because he holds Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur. If Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur, there is no problem at all. Let Klal Yisrael bring the korban whilst they are absolutely Tumah. There's no need whatsoever to Ma'abed Hashana. Ihochi, if so, so what's Rabbi Shimon now adding to the equation? Reb Shimon says, "Im mipnei atuma ibruha mu'uberes." So he also holds that it works. That seems to be exactly the same as the first opinion. Hainu tanakama. Amarava no lechatchila ikebeinayu. There is a difference between the first opinion and the third opinion. The first opinion says that you're not supposed to be ma'abre, but if you did, it takes effect. Whereas Reb Shimon says you can even do so lechatchila, and that's what it says in the Braisa. Tani nami hochi. Ein ma'abrin sashon upnei atuma lechatchila, but Rabbi Shimon says ma'abrin. Rabbi Shimon says absolutely no problem. Well, if it's absolutely no problem, we once again revisit this discussion. If it's no problem to ma'abrin the shana, so why was Chizkiyahu HaMelech begging for mercy? Elam upnei ba'bikesh rachmim al atzmoy she'ein ma'abrin ela ador v'hu iber nisan b'nisan. Now, what does that mean? Omar Mar, you just told me Shein Ma'abim Ela Adar Vuhu Iber Nissan Benissan. What does that mean? How on earth can you have made such a basic mistake? V'lesle l'chizke achedesh hazeh lochem? From which we learn Zeh Nissan V'ein Acher Nissan, you cannot push off Nissan. Once it gets to Nissan, game over. Everybody knows that. The answer is no. Ta'ob de Shmuel. The Omar Shmuel, Ein Ma'abim Sashon B'yoyim Shloishim Shal Adar. You cannot make the Ibur Shon on the last day of Adar. Because it could potentially be Nissan, and he initially held that Hoyl V'ra'u Lo Yomrinon. He says, I'm not bothered by the fact that it could, in theory, be Chodesh Nissan, but at the moment it's not yet Chodesh Nissan. So why did he beg for mercy then? Because he changed his mind. Tanin Amihachi, Ein Ma'abnes Hashanah B'yem Shloshim Sharadah, Hoyl V'ra'u L'Koyve B'Nissan. So initially he held, you're allowed to be Ma'abed Hashanah in Chodesh Nissan, meaning on the 30th day of Adar. He then changed his mind, and therefore he regretted what he did, and he begged for mercy. Reb Shimon ben Yudai Mishum, Reb Shimon Mepnei Sheheisiyas Yisrael Lasois Pesach Shein Yechidami. What's going on? What happened? Everybody knows that if Roiv of Klal Yisrael Atomei, you don't do Pesach Sheini. So what was his mistake? Omer Rashi Kogin Shehoi Yisrael Mechzet Tomei Mechzet Tohirim. The men in Klal Yisrael were 50-50, or maybe a little bit more Tomei than Tohir. But the Noshim, Mashlimois L'Tohirim V'oid Feisalein. But if you add the women to the equation, then you're going to get Roiv people in Klal Yisrael, women included, are Tohir. Or if that's the case, then you've got to push off the miut, the yechidim, the Pesach Sheni. So mei koros avar. In the beginning, he held that noshim berishon chayva. He held that women also mechuyev in korban Pesach. You've got to incorporate them in the cheshbon as well. In which case, to have a miut on tmeim. That means a majority of klal yisrael are tohir. It's only a minority who are tamei. If it's only a minority, they have to be pushed off for miut on mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. So why did he backtrack? Ulebasayv sava that no noshim berishon rishus. He then changed his mind and says, no, actually, I go with the other opinion that women are not obligated to bring korban Pesach. They can if they want, but they're not incorporated in the cheshbon. Ah, davelu tameim ruba. Well, most of the men were actually tameim. It was a roiv. V'ruba loy mitchu lePesach sheni. That's why he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for mercy. He says, what have I done? I pushed everybody off to Pesach Sheni, but actually I should not have incorporated the women, which means that you look at the men only, and the men, most of them were Tomei. Most of them were Tomei. They should have done Pesach Rishon.
Midchu is pushed off.
Sorry?
Midchu is pushed off?
Yeah, like from the word Doche. Doche, correct.
Right.
Gufa finally says the Gemara, Omar Shmuel, Ein Ma'abnes Hashanah B'yem Shloishim Shal Ador. As we said before, don't do it on that last day of the Ador, which we call the swing day. Hoyel v'roh l'kovid b'nissim. What happens if they did? Ibruha, my Omar Rav Ula, Omar Ula, Ein Makadshin Asachodesh. They would not formally announce it, but if Kidshu my Omar Rava, Botel Ha'im, but the whole thing is scrapped. You cannot do it on that day. But Rav Nachman Omar Mu'ubar U'makudesh. It would work. So one second. You were not supposed to make the Ibur Hashanah so late on, and they did, and you're telling me it takes effect. Doesn't this cause mass confusion? Omale Rav Rav Nachman Mechti mi Puria lepischa, from Purim all the way up to Pesach, Telosin Yomim for 30 days, have a umi Puria darshin on Milchas HaPesach. We're already learning the Alochas of Pesach. The Tanya, because we have a Brisa that says, Stoyalin Milchas HaPesach Koidim lepesach Shloshim Yoim. What a wonderful Gemara to finish off this man with. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Shtei Shabbosos. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says it's just 2 weeks, but we paskin out the other opinion. It's an entire month. In which case, from Purim, everybody's been busy learning Hilchas Pesach. V'chimoti Reish Yarcha. Once you get to Reish Yarcha, merachakinli. Now, what does it mean, merachak? You distance, you push off Rosh Chodesh, and you tell me, no, sorry, next month is not Nissan after all. It's going to be Ador Sheni. You're going to cause mass confusion. So people are going to be mezalzel in chometz. People say, I don't know where I'm coming or going. Here I've been learning the halachas of Pesach for 2 weeks, all getting geared up for Pesach, and the last minute on the last day of Adar, you tell me, no, sorry, it's not Pesach after all. Won't that cause mass confusion? No. Says the Gemara, Omar Lei, it's not a problem at all. Meida Yoda, people jolly well know the Shatam Abarta, a year of a Mu'uberes, B'chushbana, there is a tremendous Cheshbon, Talia, Mils. It all depends on very complex calculations. And therefore, Omri, people will say, fine, Chushbana, this Chushbana, who deloy salik l'rabbonon ad hashtar. They'll say that clearly they were unable to make the Cheshbonis until now. That's perfectly allowable, perfectly excusable. Nobody will say that I don't trust the Beis Din. They know it's an extremely complex calculation, and clearly they could only come to a clear conclusion at the last minute, and therefore it will not cause confusion. Okay, we went a little bit quick today, or more than a little bit, but we had to finish in time for Zman, the last few minutes. So Yasher Koyach, everybody, for a wonderful Zman. We will be taking a break. Larry's pleading notwithstanding, but I'm not sure if I could possibly be mashed in during Zman. So Be'ezus Hashem Yizborach, the beginning of next Zman, Rosh Chodesh is on a Friday and Shabbos. Pesach finishes on a Wednesday. 10 days after that, approximately, is when we'll begin the new Zman. We'll begin it from Daf Yud base on a base. I would obviously recommend that everybody, myself included, should still have the Gemara Sanhedrin open during Bein Hazmanim, either to review that which we have learned already, and or to prepare the Gemara that we're going to be learning next Zman. And Amitz Hashem, everybody should have a wonderful Yom Tov, a wonderful Chodesh, and Amitz Hashem, we look forward to seeing everybody soon.
Okay. I want to apologize for not being as consistent as I should.
Okay, Amitz Hashem, next Zman.
On time, but working on it. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Enjoy.